A robot lifts and moves thin black and gray solar panels at Helios USA, a firm that has just opened its doors near downtown Milwaukee. A private sector loan and help from the City of Milwaukee and State Commerce Department have provided capital for the small company. CEO Steve Ostranga says customer demand is what will keep Helios in business.
Demand will be there. The industry doubled in installation from 209 to 210, as well as what's going to keep us as an ongoing operation is we have to continuously improve our product. We have to be the leading edge, the technological leading edge. Right now, we're up there.
Helios currently employs about 20 people, but hopes to triple that number later this year. Though the state help included federal stimulus money and began during the Doyle administration, Walker administration cabinet members were on hand for yesterday's ribbon cutting. Workforce Development Secretary Manuel Perez says the state is now helping with some worker training at the site.
We observe that there will be a significant increase in labor demand in the solar industry, particularly as I am feeling and you are feeling oil prices increasing.
Some customers are still leery of adding solar panels to their businesses or homes due to upfront costs and extended payback times. But manufacturers like Helios may flourish if the cost of fossil fuels gets decision makers looking at greener alternatives. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.